Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gonna do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the run stripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana sipped the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boy Jaquel from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening. Smacking babies at they christening.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks once again for tuning in. Today is July the 10th, 2010. Another edition of Pre-Game Radio. Big show we got going on for you guys today. We got Sagittarius Black representing Brooklyn Collective, MC out of Brooklyn, got some new joints. And also, we got another female MC, Miss Two Shoes. She's going to actually be formally introduce herself to the world, and she's decided to do it here, Blog Talk Radio. So, waiting for Sagittarius Black to get in, waiting for Miss Two Shoes to come in. And we're going to have, you know, all around good combo like we always do, like you know, pregame radio to do. 347-857-4302 is the number. We got the chat room going on. If you're checking us out online, just go down to the bottom of the show page and you see that it's populating and everything like that. We're going to pay a quick bill, then we'll be right back with some announcements, some events and things going on like that. All right, it's Pre-Game Radio with Brooklyn Black. Be back.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pre-Game Radio. Like I said, we're doing this today, July 10th. Birthday shout-outs to my brother Malcolm, Marla, Diane, Charlene, all the cancer stand-up. This is our time to shine. You know, all the other signs they've been talking and posting, all the ones coming up, they're getting ready to pop off. So right now, we as cancers, you know, we got to step up and step two. All right. Those looking for employment, the U.S. Open is coming to New York, and they're looking for jobs. They're looking for stand managers, cashiers, cooks, line service, and you'll be working from August 28th to September 12th. So if you want to get down with that, you want to register at www.amerivents, that's AmeriVents.com. Click on the tab that says talent registration, submit your profile, and, you know, hope for the best. But for those, you know, they want to party, tomorrow night on the 11th, a night to remember, the Water Taxi Beach Party going down South Street, Seaport, Northside, Pier 17, facing the Brooklyn Bridge. All right, that's going down from 4 to 12. Everyone is free before 7. They'll be spinning some of the best in 70s, 80s, and 90s hip-hop music all in general. You want to check that out at djrubentoro.com for all other information, such as ticket prices and everything like that. Die Rich Entertainment, the Die Rich ladies, big shout-out to them, Pretty, Domo, So Soulful, all the ladies at Die Rich. They got another party going down, Dance Made Club Mink on the 15th. For those who don't know, that's 187-30 Jamaica Ave. 18 a party, 21 to drink. Ladies are free all night. Just say Die Rich at the door. All right? Check them out, dierichladies@gmail.com for any and all information regarding any parties they're doing for the summer. Also going down on the 16th is the return of Sexy Ladies Night Out. All right, ladies are free before 12, $10 after. Gents, you're free until you're $15 until 12. They got bottle special going on until 1 a.m. This is one of those secret events type things. So in order to get the location, everything like that, if you have a BlackBerry, you want to hit up pin 220-52971. That's 220-52971. Although to the regular phones, you can text 347-681-6815. We got Ebony in the building. You know, as always, she's here to shed light, you know, woman's perspective, you know, real person's perspective. That's why she's always here. She always comes back. All right, what's going on?
Nothing, chilling, trying to beat the heat.
I hear that hot shit. They got all the dirty hotties running and all that good shit. You ran through the sprinklers this week?
Yeah, I ran through the sprinklers, and I got pushed in the sprinklers, too, but that was all right. You know how they do in the hood. They don't care. They just be grabbing you. They figure they hot, you hot, too, and they trying to cool you off.
Yeah, so also, too, those, you know, going out and they may get hit by sprinklers on their bike or they forget to roll up the window and they roll by. You know, don't be so quick to, you know, blow your temper. Like I said, you know, like I just said, they hot. They know you hot. They try to cool you off, you know, have some fun. Hey, if you see a kid out there with buckets of soap, give him a couple of dollars of them, you know, do a quick little wash and rinse on your car. All right? Keep him out of trouble and give him some legal dollars in his pocket. You know, something legitimate he could do. So
yeah,
don't forget to do that.
This is also for those that, like I said, that be just randomly picking strangers on the street to throw water on. This is not like it was 10 years ago. Everyone has a cell phone, iPod, some kind of electronic device that we all know once it gets wet, it's really no good. So let's keep that in mind, too, as well. Let's have some consideration.
Yeah, because I can't find somebody with my BlackBerry. I'm going to be tight. All right, but like I said, 347-857-4302. Free game radio. Right now, the big topic on coming out, LeBron going to Miami. So the fuck what? Like, everybody mad he ain't go to the Knicks. Who the hell thought, with they right mind, with all logic involved, who the thought he'd have went to the Knicks? Why? Because they're in New York, and LeBron's a New York fan. Let's get it right. LeBron is a New York Yankees fan. Last time I checked, he don't play baseball. All right? His favorite rapper is Jay-Z, who is a New York rapper. But Jay-Z owns the Nets. So if he was coming up this far, best believe he'd have picked the Nets over the Knicks just to be hanging with his boy Jay-Z. All right? So let's get that out the way. 347-857-4302. We're going to talk more on this whole LeBron situation. We got some more, you know, people coming. We got a caller out of the 917. This is Lady Seals going on.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's going down? Where you at the whole LeBron situation? Are you happy he's going to Miami? You
hell no. I hate that he did that. I feel like he treated us like a whore. Had the mayor taking him out, whining and dining him all over the damn city. Had us drawing cartoon characters of him in our freaking paper. Like, he holed us out, courted us and everything, and left us at the altar. I hate that he did that.
But see,
I almost hate him as much as I hate Kobe. Almost.
Now, the thing about that is now, did LeBron say, oh, I'm considering going to New York? No. What happened was at in the middle of
what he was
last
doing.
Season.
He knows
wait, check it out. Check it out.
Implying.
In the middle of last season, what happened was that the Knicks took it upon themselves to clear the cap room, to clear their roster, so they can at least afford to make an attempt at LeBron James. He never expressed interest in going to New York. That's why Nate Robinson's little ass is on the Boston Celtics now. All right? They traded him and a couple other players so they can fill the cap space, so they can have the money to afford LeBron if LeBron said, hey, I want to go to New York. Now, once the Knicks did that, then the mayor and the city and the fans of the Knicks and fans of New York or whatever, said, oh, LeBron's going to
LeBron
come. LeBron's going to come.
Himself, LeBron said himself on the ESPN special that he was considering New York. So that's null and void. He still did it in a very bitch-ass, cowardly way, and I didn't like that.
I can.
What are you saying?
Well, first of all, honestly, I haven't really been following the shit whatsoever because, like I said, I could care less. I believe that if he would have come here, it would have definitely made it hard for the average Joe to even be able to attend the game because, you know, regardless of what cap they cleared so that they could have the money to pay him, they still would have went up on shit. And it's damn near almost impossible to get to a game, to get decent seats as it is now. I believe that there's no one man that's going to save the team or put the team back as, you know, make it back as a franchise team. It's a team effort. It's the Knicks, not the Knicks. You dig? So once they all get back to having fun with the game and being the, you know, doing the job that they was, you know, recruited to do in the first place, then they'll be a winning team again.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying about team effort, but you got to understand one thing about the Knicks. Regardless, no matter how much they suck, floor seats is still going for $2,000 and $3,000. It's still going to be a great game, a hard to get to game, regardless of whether they're winning or losing. And it would have been good for him. He has a point to prove, and that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to prove himself to people, to Colby, and by doing what he did, he's not going to prove that. That's like actually Colby's probably laughing somewhere at him for doing that. Because he is trying to ensure that he gets a ring. And, yeah, he may get a ring. He may get a W, but nobody's going to recognize it as a W because he went and he did it by means of making sure that – by means of ensuring that he had the star power behind him to get that W. He's not working for it on his own. Colby arrogantly can say that he's carried his team on his own and done, put in the work on his own to get them there.
Well,
as much as I hate
reality.
Him.
You saying he didn't do that with the Cavaliers?
What? No, I'm not saying that he didn't do that. I'm not saying that, but he doesn't have a ring with the Cavaliers. He's trying to ensure that he gets a ring by going to the Heat. This is the whole point of it, is that he's trying not to do – he's not doing that where he's going now. He would have been embraced so much better, even if he didn't pick New York, but – by him picking the Heat, it seemed like a punk way out. And his first game at the Garden is going to be hell for him. And I hope he recognizes that.
Well, actually,
he's going to be treated like Reggie Miller.
Actually, I'm thinking his first game between Miami and Cavaliers, that would be his worst game. Like,
no,
Miami's
it's not
going to
be worse than New York.
Completely?
New York doesn't like to be rejected, no matter how much of that BS, oh, we respect his decision speech that they put out there. We don't care about that.
Well, like I said, you know, that's why I'm thinking on it. Anyone else, like I said, call in 347-857-4302. We talked about LeBron. We got other stuff to talk about. Brooklyn Black, we got Ed, we got Lady Steele in the building. We got parties coming up. We got big events coming up, things of that nature. Also, too, I'll put this out there now. I'm in the works right now to get a very, very special exclusive guest on the pregame to be here, talk shit, let them know, let y'all know what they've been up to and everything like that. So I'm working on that as we speak. Like, I'm drawing up emails right now. What's up?
I got something that I actually just got in that I wanted to tell you about. The unofficial Boondocks blog are looking for bloggers. So I'm going to be sending you that information because I think that's something you should do.
Okay, I actually also too. I shared that on my Facebook too. So anybody who's bloggers, I'll even get a shot at it. The Boondocks, they're looking for bloggers on their site. Go to it's on my Facebook profile. Those who have it, www.facebook.com/Brooklyn Black, or you can just look up Lady Steele on there. And we have the stuff. So if you want to do that, you can go ahead and do that. Actually, I'm gonna get into one of our future music tracks today. And then we're going to come right to Dumbass of the Week. Because there's a couple we'll go on because just based on the fact it's crazy, they're bananas, unheard of. But this is from our artist, Sagittarius Black, coming out of Brooklyn, living life on the edge, Weekend Radio, world premiere. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Just living life on the edge. And it's just back of my brain. Cause I don't know what to do. Cause nobody cares that I'm living life in a maze. Time to get lost again. And I don't even know myself. Cause nobody cares that
what
I'm living.
What they know about blue space one day making moves like a D-boy. No license. No. Anticipating sirens just to get time in the booth. I push the red line cause that's what grinders do. 78 West the paycheck. Hustlers pay respect cause the grind fine tune like the hoopy that I'm riding in. Heavy on the bass so the fans think I'm hiding it. I don't sell drugs, I just write dope shit. From the outside in, situation seems hopeless. One album deep, they said a kid wasn't focused. So I hop back in the booth, the secret of opus. Yeah, black president, the heart of a champion is evident. Nothing's a coincidence, infinite integrity, especially since my energy is Kerry Hilton. Haters throw bricks, but the foundation steady building. This is my life.
Coming through right about now, we got Miss New Shoes. Like I said, she's coming through pregame radio, let you know what she's been up to. This is us pretty much introducing her, or rather let her introduce herself, you know what I'm saying, through us here. Hello?
Hello, hello. What's goody, everybody?
What's going on? What's good?
I'm good. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for even having let me be on your show tonight. It's appreciated.
Okay.
Everybody, my name is Miss New Shoes. I am a host, a radio show host. I'm a writer. I help manage a group. So I'm a little nervous. I don't normally do the shout-out and call-up thing, but I have to represent for myself right now. So this is a big, big thing for me. Everybody, let me know what you think. My new track is called I'm That. It's a debut teaser. So definitely let me know what you think. But, you know,
right, well,
the beat is hot.
Also, let us know where you coming from. Where you from right now? Where you at?
Right now? Oh, I'm coming from Long Island, everybody. Coming to you live from my bedroom. I'm getting dressed. I'm about to go clubbing. That's it. So I'm coming from Long Island. You know, I'm a little church-going lady on Long Island. Nothing, you know, too crazy. But I do rap Brooklyn because I stay out in there all the time.
That's what's up. So you go on club on Saturday, so you be at church on Sunday, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I'll be at church early in the morning. Listen, I might have to miss, you know, Sunday school, but I'm going to be there 10:30. Still got to praise them, you know?
All right, that's what's up. World premiere right now, Miss New Shoes. I'm back coming to you live and direct. Free game radio. Check it out. 347-856-4302. Let us know what you're thinking about it. All right, we'll be right back. Free game radio.
Oh,
like I'm baking CDs off the plate, talking money, hoping that these dudes can see me. If they don't, let them go. Keep it hood, yeah, I know. If they not mistaken, they are all sandals, see the toe. And I'm walking on these bitches, almost like I be the flow. Diamond cool like the snow, and I shine, see the glow. I've been waiting for the ladies that never let another hating bitch drive me crazy. I just say, fuck it like a girl making babies. I already got one.
Represents be the middleman in the game like the center. Irritating rappers like an itch or a splinter. And I'm here to lead this bitch a rap like the center. I'm a high boy, they say you should watch your temper. Boss still anemic, flows colder than the winter. You the type to knock on your own door before you enter. You could throw shots or pop back like suspenders. Never will surrender. Nigga, I'm equivalent to brilliant. Preaching like a deacon in my gator shoes amphibian. Soldiers in the stance, and my whole crew be so militant. Handle my style, P, gangster and a gentleman. And the haters know that I'm hungry like Africa. New school on the old school like Gallagher. Hop up in my whip, baby, you could be the passenger. Need a girl to cut like the Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, we back live pregame radio. For those who ain't know, that was the world premiere, Miss New Shoes with the I'm That joint. That was a banger right there. That's what it was. Ed, what you think?
I like it a lot. That was hot. I like that.
All right. Lady Steele, where you at with it?
I actually didn't get to hear much of it. My phone was going in and out. So I'm going to have to check those later.
Yeah, don't worry. You already know the show's already available for download, for podcasts, and everything like that. Just check the link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Brooklyn Black, for this show and any previous show I may have done. So you want to go back and check stuff out, you can go ahead and do that. Moving right along.
Yeah, and you'll probably get that show.
Before we keep it going on, Ms. New Shoes, you got any other shout-outs you want to get? I know you're ready to go to the club and whatnot.
No, I'm just ready to go to the club, but I just want to say thank you again. Thank you to the ladies that's even on your show right now. I didn't catch their names, but thank you for the girl who did say she liked my track. It's appreciated. Big shout-out to my team, J Music, Hitman, Smooth, Sleek, Bobby, Brooks, Mastermind. I appreciate it. You made the track for me. You already know what it is, and I appreciate the time.
I know that if anybody wants to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
You want to get in contact with me, you can follow me on Twitter, that's MSNEWSHOES, Miss No Shoes. You can always hit me up on Gmail, that's UDEBUTMSNS@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, just put in Miss No Shoes. You already know. Google me, baby. Hit me up on Google. Yes, I'm feeling a little confident. You already know, a little cocky. I mean, I'm happy. I'm my first little track. Like, come on, you got to give it up to me. And I give much props to all the artists out there that's doing a thing. It's so different being in the booth than outside the booth. It takes a lot of time and hard work and concentration when you're in there. So big, big shout-outs and salutes to all the artists doing their thing right now.
All right, for sure. You have a good night and you keep it safe. All right, Mama?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, so check it out. On the 16th, Starlight's birthday party going down to Canal Room. That's 285 West Broadway and Canal Street. Ladies are free before 12:30. So, ladies, get there early. Say happy birthday to the birthday boy. Have a couple drinks, anything like that. Now let's move right on to. A dumbass of the week statement. Does anyone have a dumbass of the week before I go and get into mine?
Get into your dumbass of the week.
All right. Recently, Tatiana Bastos of New Jersey, she was going out with this British dude, and due to whatever reason, they broke up. He got a new girlfriend. Whatever. One day she decides to take it upon herself to show up at his job. Alright? Show up at his job, she hops in his car, she's making all these sexual advances, and he's like, nah, chill, it's over, it ain't gonna happen. And this heifer stabs him in the penis.
Wow.
Stabs him in the penis. You know, so he makes out the car, goes to the hospital, tells what happened. She tells police it was in self-defense, but I guess due to however the evidence played out, they figured that she was full of holes and it was bullshit. So after that one, she got sentenced to, 32 months in prison?
The thing is,
32 months in prison, and the charge was grievous bodily harm.
32 months in prison?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. Ladies, you got to learn when it's over, it's over. Let it go. It's not even worth it. Maybe to her, you know, it might be worth it. She might be like, yo, she going to, you know, handle them little couple of months right there. Because in all reality, that's a stupid for what she did. That's a stupid. So she's probably just going to handle that shit. And like I said, to her, it's probably worth it. He probably hurt her feelings. I'm sure, like you guys be doing, you know, you be leading a motherfucker on, and then, you know, you be still, you be you be dealing with one person, but be setting it up to have for the next one, you dig? So who knows what he was doing, what was going on, you know?
I guess, but like I said, come on, like, did it have to go that extreme? Like, did he beat her and that was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think the whole story was out, but I'm just saying, like, damn, it was that good. Like, if she couldn't have, she just had to stab the shit? Like, what the fuck?
My mother, when she caught my father cheating on her, do you know what she did? She waited until he was sleeping. And she stabbed the shit out of him. So I guess sometimes it is that serious.
Yeah, your mom's gangster. Peace to your mom. Shout out to your mom.
But, yeah.
I see, when you do things like that, you coming from a place, that's emotion. That's real emotion there. You hurt. You feeling something if you going to do that. You feel
she's an emotional son of a bitch because the next nigga she stabbed, she killed. And
yeah, come on, that shit is crazy.
But a woman.
Well, maybe there's some anger issues with that one. All right, thank God. All right, this Jay has walked into the building. Jay, what's good, man?
What's
up, scared,
man?
Mad.
What's going on,
hey,
everybody?
Stop. Did you hear the first nomination for the Master of the Week, son? Huh?
No, I missed that. I was out getting some juice for my little ones.
All right. this lady in Jersey named Tatiana Bastos, she stabbed her ex in the penis for refusing to have sex with her.
What the fuck? That's supposed to fix the problem? Oh, he's really going to want to have sex after you stabbed him in the dick.
Yeah, but the thing is, he won't want to have sex with no one.
Basically.
Including her. Wow. You know, that's like really shooting herself in the foot right there. I don't even know why she would do something like that.
Well,
why would a guy
like
this
how,
woman?
I think how Ed would say it is, that's cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. That's the old Brooklyn saying for you. My pops used to use that one all the time.
True, but as a man, why would you deny your woman sex?
I can't really think of any good reason for that. I've never denied my woman sex, ever.
Whoa, hold on.
I don't know what that's about.
Check it. She was his ex. He was in another relationship.
Well, that's a whole different story right there.
That is a different story, but there's a lot of guys that still like to dabble in the ex.
Well,
exactly. That's why I was like, we don't know.
Yeah, but this guy, he wasn't one of them. He was actually trying to do the right thing, which a lot of us struggle with.
No, he probably was one of them and decided to do the right thing after the fact.
Basically.
You can't
like I
choose
said,
when you want to have...
But wait. How could it be after
about?
The fact if she stabbed him there because he wouldn't do it?
Yeah, probably after a long period of time of him fucking her. I'm sure, like, she can't be that crazy.
We can't speculate. We don't know the whole story there.
We don't
know if he just got into a relationship and decided he don't want to mess with her no more because he's in a relationship now. We don't know. Brooklyn, what's the story on that there?
No, it's likely,
well,
but it's not.
Pretty much, that's all it was that, you know what I'm saying, they broke up. He got into another relationship. You know what I'm saying? And she was stalking him, and she popped up at his job, hopped in his car. This shit went down in his car. It wasn't like he was at her house or she was at his house. You know what I'm saying? He was at work.
There's no such thing as an innocent man. He could be cool.
What she did it out of an act of desperation because I'm sure, granted, he was in a new relationship and he probably did tell her, you know, that it was over. And, you know, maybe she thought that that's what she could keep him with by doing that. And once she realized she couldn't do that or he didn't want her in that type of way, then what else was she going to do? That was, like I said, an emotional act and out of desperation. That was the last attempt. All right,
that's the end of that one. That was foolish. I got another one. And this one is kind of like this one. Another police fuck up, like another epic fail by the fucking police, right? But this time these cops are from El Reno, Oklahoma. Actually, it's one of them, Thomas Durden. He was called to a disturbance at this lady's house named Lorna Varner. She was bedridden, 87 years old. Her grandson called 911 because she decided it was time for her to die. She didn't want to lay up in the bed anymore. You know, she just took like a handful of pills, struggled down. Grandson called the police. Cop came. Grandma got gangster and had a knife under the mattress. Because the cop was trying to get out the bed to take her to the hospital. So she's swinging a knife, and the only thing the cop decides he can do to an 87-year-old woman with a knife is taser.
Mm.
What the fuck? Like, I don't know. I'm kind of cynical like that, but I think just the idea of tasing is funny because like it's wait, to tase an 87-year-old lady. Like, how hard is it for a cop in his 30s to disarm an 87-year-old woman?
She might have been strong, son. Don't sleep.
Yeah, my grandmother, she was a strong one too. And shit quick to knock you upside your head with something. That's why she's in the nursing home now.
Okay. And at that time, Jay, your grandmother, she was able on her feet?
Well, can't nothing keep that lady down.
Okay.
I think she's going to live forever.
Bedridden. She was bedridden.
Okay.
87-year-old bedridden lady. How strong can she be?
He probably, like I said, don't sleep. He probably panicked. You know, he didn't know what to do. He saw that knife, and, you know, look, at least he didn't shoot her. Well, she was taught.
Yeah, that's true.
At least he didn't shoot her because he could have easily did that. He could have easily did that. You know, I don't know, maybe he could have pepper sprayed her. You know, maybe he didn't have any formal training in disarming someone with a knife. I don't know. That shit is crazy. But, like I said, I'm glad he didn't shoot her.
Yeah, yeah. Damn that. Maybe she needed to get tased, popping pills and slinging knives at people. Definitely unstable. Definitely need to get to the hospital as quickly as possible. And them pills might have had a really bad effect. So maybe you just need to get her knocked out and taken out to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not be too hard on them because we don't know what we'd have did in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
87-year-old bedridden lady, sir?
Like, well, you know, I'm trying not to beat up on her arm.
All she has is the swing of her arm. That's it. She's bedridden. It wasn't like she hopped off the bed and was coming at him with it.
I'd have been like, shorty, come get your grandma, son. Go get your grandma, son. Air it out. I don't know. I don't know.
347-857-4302. We live in the pregame. Getting into a couple of joints. We got about 20 minutes left in programming. Anything like that, but don't worry. If you miss any part of this, we got no more jumping off at 12:30 where we picked up where we left off with the dumbasses of the week and with the events and whatever else may come up. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's definitely crazy. She's suing the cop and the cat for $75,000 in damages.
She don't deserve to get no money. Pays her ass again. He's trying to get her to the hospital to save her life, and she want to try and sue. Damn that.
Yeah, how ironic is that? How ironic is that?
And according to Associated Press, you know what I'm saying, they getting ready to give her the case. But here's what we're going to do. We already played one joint from our artist Sagittarius Black. We're going to play the next one. Let's see. What You Do to Me, we're going to play that one. That's coming from, like I said, Sagittarius Black, our artist of the night. Let us know what you think. We'll be back. 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black in the pregame. We'll be back in a second.
See you in your birthday clothes. No 50 cent song, just that $1 million pose. Cause your $1 million style match my $1 million flow. Won't you be my $1 million baby minus one blow? And if you say I do, no more Christina Milian and Ja Rule. Only thing between me and you is my tool. Usually located near the family jewel. The baby keep the place that right next to the jewels. On the nightstand, dim the lights in like a blind man. I'ma make you do what it do, but we ain't got a screw, that's a fantasy, boo. You got me falling in love like Pepe Le Pew. But ain't nothing loony about the tunes you hearing. Got me thinking about all the afternoons we sharing. I ain't trying to drop game, I'm keeping the truth. My future looks bright, I'm trying to see it with you. There's a whole lot of dudes that won't be in my shoes, but girl, the way you wear them shoes with my name tattooed on the ankle make it hard to stay cool. So please stay tuned, love, don't change the channel. We can rerun on night stars bright or candles. If you all you can handle, yeah, everything your man won't do.
Say all they want to, hate all they want to, chase all they want to. I know what to do to me. Say all they want to, hate all they want to.
no more, I gotta tell you. Girl, you drive me, Ivy, Bellevue. Haters gon' hate, chase you to the rock. But I don't care what none of them say. You so hot, and if you not near, hit play till the song stops, my dear. Sun rays through the clouds, they pop. My strawberry sundae with a cherry on top. The world gotta face us, if they ready or not. Bear with me, I'm the only teddy you got. Life ain't Disney, but I know on your magic spot. Never will the magic stop. You got me stupid, Sagittarius hit by an arrow from Cupid. Beautiful smile, took my heartbeat, looped it. Made what you do to me, beautiful music. To see me in your eyes, that's a priceless view. If you agree, there's just one thing you gotta do.
When I see you walking, when I see you talking, you're so high.
Yes, we're live back in the pregame, and that was the new track from the homie Sagittarius Black representing the BK Collective. What's good, homie?
Yo, what's going on?
All right, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Brother Black? Brother Black, what's good, man? I was listening, and I'm sorry, man, my wireless was acting up, but finally I was able to call in, and I didn't know that I could listen to the show while I was calling in on my phone, so
yeah,
everybody...
Yeah.
Everybody that's trying to get in on your computer, if you can't get in on your computer, just call in on your phone. You can listen in, and then when you're ready to respond, I mean, you hit one.
Heard that, 347-857-4302. We are live in the pregame. We got Sagittarius Black in the building. That was his joint, What You Do to Me. Yo,
yes,
tell
sir.
Us about that, man. Let us know about yourself, the collective, your team. You know, you got the floor right now.
Definitely. I appreciate it, my man. Brooklyn Collective is a music group, music production company that myself and DJ H Blends founded in 2006. Basically, we create music for underground artists and artists that want to express themselves, and we give you that, you know, we give you that that format to express yourself in any way that you want to, as well as, you know, the marketing and promotion behind it, you know, and the full force. Founded in Brooklyn. Our studio, though, is in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and on that track, What You Do to Me, we had a young lady, an R&B artist out of Miami, Florida, named Mia, very talented young lady. We also work with artists like Young Image out of Flatbush, Brooklyn, and a couple other artists that you guys are going to hear. Miss Melrose out of Jersey City, who's going to be on a track that they should hear later tonight or earlier in the morning. My track Medicine, and so we definitely have a lot of things lined up, and we got our hands in all pockets.
All right, that's what's up. Let's get some reactions. Jay, what you think of the track?
I was feeling it. It's original sounding. He's got a nice delivery. He seemed to have it all together. I think we're gonna see more of them in the future.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, Ed. What you saying on that?
It sounds very professional. You couldn't tell me that it wasn't something that's already been out there. That's what's up. I like that.
Thank you.
Lady Steele. Is she still with us?
Remember, she was having technical difficulties, too.
Yeah, that's that AT&T service, I tell you.
All right,
but so Saz, what's next for your squad, man? What's the next thing for you? What's your next event? You're gonna be performing, next, video shoots. What's next?
Yeah, yeah. Next step is really trying to get live performances. Blends, myself, and Jay Sy, we're all trying to organize an open mic. We're trying to find a venue in Brooklyn and get the lineup ready. That's really our next stage. There's gonna be a video. I should be shooting a video for Medicine with Trisha Andrews of Encore Status sometime this year, a little bit later this year, and that's also in the works. But definitely stepping up the live show, because that's where, you know, that's where I really want to start getting the audience interaction and really starting to build up my skills in that area. So you'll definitely hear that from us, you know, Brooklyn Collective event very soon.
Okay, so if people want to get in contact with you as far as if you find a venue or whatever, how would they get in contact?
They can hit us up at brooklyn.collective@gmail.com.
Hi.
Or they can, because currently brooklyncollective.com is being renovated. So if they can't contact us through that, then on Facebook we have a group, Brooklyn Collective. You just search Brooklyn Collective. And you can just interact with us right there. You can get all our music.
What?
You can get all of our information. You know, Google Brooklyn Collective, Google Sag Black. You'll get us.
All right, that's what's up. We got about 13 minutes left in the program. So since, you know, you've been talking about the Medicine, you got the video coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play that. We're going to debut that right about now.
All right.
Y'all already know the deal. I'll play it. Y'all let me know how y'all feel on it. 347-857-4302. This is Pre-Game Radio. This is Brooklyn Black. Be back in a second.
Mommy, take your medicine. We got so much to do. You can go to heaven, yeah. But if you do, I'll tell them let you through. Take your medicine, we got so much to do. You can go to heaven, yeah. But mommy, if you do,
we ain't have magic money. So 25 years is like magic, mommy. For anyone else would have been tragic news. Immune system virus plus a baby do. This a tribute to Miss Cyrus, the one lady who shows me what it means to survive on a daily through blood tests, treatments, and trials. The rest is greeted with smiles. That's how your T cells stay in the dial. Zins, I hope your middle boy is making you proud. And I'm telling your story, and we giving God the glory, cause he always come clutch like Robert Ory. Remember when you had that stroke, I thought you'd never talk again. Could have been paralyzed on one side and never walked again. You overcame the odds, love, faith, and hope. Life is a tightrope, and I never seen you stumble. You said trust in yourself but always remain humble. I know it's been a long battle, ma, I need you to keep strong. Keep popping them pills and I'm gonna keep flowing. It's been a long battle, ma, I need you to keep strong. Keep popping them pills and I'm gonna keep flowing.
Mama, take your medicine. We got so much to do. You can go to heaven, yeah. But if you do, I'll tell them let you through. Take your medicine. We got so much to do. You can go to heaven, yeah.
They contracted it, doc subtracted. Veins look like lanes in their arms. Traffic, the whole house sharing needles, so the scene gets graphic. Monogamous relationship, but she don't know his status. She think they on the same channel, only hearing the static. He flipping back and forth like commercials is on. Till they pull the curtains back, she wish the nurse was wrong. It's hard to stay positive when you learn you positive. We were born to serve like Arthur Ashe, so we stepped up off some curb when the cars had crashed. Seen the battered bodies and the shattered glass. Blood on his arm sleeves, blood on the dash. After he dragged the survivors, laid him out on the grass. EMS on scene, flashing lights and brass. Paramedic approaches, asked if you're right. These people were total strangers, you done saved their life. Plus, they AIDS patients, what you did but on nice. Nah, sir, you the hero, I just did what was right. And after that, he disappeared in the night. Walked past the gurney and whispered real quiet.
I need you here with me. Going selfish of me. I wish I could take it on. The pain you feel, you feel it so wrong. You always do what's best for me. Supportive, always proud of me. So accept the song, let it keep you strong. I love you.
Sing it.
Mama, take your medicine. We got so much to do.
used to tuck me in, kiss me on the cheek, and sing me a lullaby. You know, I never knew how strong you were. This is my lullaby.
Yeah, we are back live, Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black. That was the joint from Sag Black Medicine. We got him live in the building. Got a few minutes left, so we're going to, you know, ride that out real quick, get the comments on it. Jay, what you thought?
I'm feeling that one. I like a song with a message, you know.
Thank you.
All right, Ed, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. That's what's up. I like this, too. Real talk, I like it too. The young lady singing sort of reminds me of Estelle.
Mm-hmm. She's good. Melrose definitely got skills. She's definitely on the rise. Thank you guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that was definitely, you know, that was definitely what's up. Lady Steele is back. Lady Steele, what's up?
Yay. I'm having AT&T issues right now.
Yeah, we already called that. I don't know if you heard the last song, but that was from our guest at the time, Mr. Sag Black.
I heard the beginning, the ladies' vocals, which were pretty cool. I like that. And like some of the rap. I didn't last long enough to hear like all the lyrics or whatever, but it looked like it was a good formula. The beat was pretty nice.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so that's what's up. So, Sash, before you know you about to go do whatever it is you're going to do, any last shout-outs you want to send out to anything like that?
Definitely. Shout-out first, you know, to Brooklyn Black. You know what I mean? I appreciate you giving us the time. I definitely appreciate it, man. I listened last week and the week before. I started like 3 weeks ago, and I love the topics. You know what I mean? I love everything that you cover because it's just like I tweeted the other day. I was like, everybody's talking about LeBron, but nobody's talking about Robert Tolan. Nobody's talking about Oscar Grant. Nobody's talking about, you know, the 80-year-old woman that you spoke of before I got on the line, you know. And there's a lot of things that, you know, people are blind to that you're talking about on your show, you know. And we appreciate that, definitely. You know, that's what Brooklyn Collective is about. That's what, you know, the movement is about. So that's why we respect it, and that's why, you know, we get on here and we support, definitely. Shout out to anytime, man. Real recognize real. You know, shout out to Jay Sy, who is our communications officer, who actually put us in contact with you. Shout out to Age Blends, my partner in crime. You know, Young Image, Miss Melrose. Shout out to all of Brooklyn, Red Hook, East New York, Flatbush, everybody.
Flatbush.
Yeah, but now I'm saying shout out to Brooklyn indeed every time.
Yeah,
you know,
this
is how we do it, Brooklyn Black, every week. We got about 5 minutes left. Yo, Sad, still looking out. Thanks for coming through. Anytime you want to come back, just let a dude know. We take care of you. You know how we do.
Yes, sir.
All right, we get it done 24 hours or less. You dig?
All right.
All right, so y'all let me, man.
All right, will do. Appreciate it, man.
All right, I'm good. All right.
Oh, really quick. I don't want to have to be the one to say it, but absolutely Brooklyn is absolutely disgusting.
I haven't had the pleasure of trying it yet.
Well, you ain't mixing it right then.
It's disgusting.
What does it
you
taste
ain't mixing
like?
It right.
It's like apple with like a hint of ginger. Absolute New York is better than Brooklyn.
Oh, come on. Let's see if we got any Absolute Brooklyn drinkers. Anyone who's had it, I've had it. Like I said, you mix it correctly. The thing is, you can mix it with some Snapple apple.
You mix,
no, I'm saying, I'll mix it with some ginger ale.
Give
it
a
little drink there.
Dude, you drink some gasoline with some cranberry juice in it, and you know it. Mix it correctly.
And also, I expect to see you at my birthday party, which I'll be giving you the information to promote.
Okay. I'll work it out. Oh, also, next week, July 17th, Free Game Radio will be broadcasting once again live, Applebee's Fordham Plaza. Those who want to get down, hit up the show email, brooklynblk@gmail.com, so at least I can let them know how many people I expect to bring with me so they can accommodate anybody and we can be all good and eat some hot wings and watch UFC and whatnot. Next week, Fordham Plaza, Applebee's, we coming back over there. Also going down on the 19th, Uptown's Finest presents the Summer Lust Volume 1 party going down at Mingles Nightclub, 4012 Boston Road in the Bronx, music by DJ First Choice. They got bottle specials and the strict dress code, so go there, you know, nice button-up, pants, shoes, you know, the whole nine yards. So I'm expecting to get in with no Jordans and nothing like that. So this is a point in time. I'll check in and see what everybody's going on, you know. Hey, what's up to Cheesecakes?
It's been too hot to cook, but you know what I'm saying? If you want something, get at me. Ebony Wright, EbonyWrdt at yahoo.com.
All right. 347-857-4302.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Maybe even less. So we're going to keep going right along. Jay, how's it going down at the Sprint store, man?
Everything is still moving. Can't keep those Evos in stock. Get them in, sell them out in one day. Lots of angry people when they find out that they can't get it. But we're trying to get them for you people. So hold on. We got them. Lady Steel, you need to dish that AT&T. Come see us. Get an Evo. You'll never have those technical difficulties again.
Me and Sprint have a personal vendetta.
All right, so this is how we're doing, and we're about to get up out of here in a little bit. Lady Spill, what's new issue? Anything you got popping off?
I'm sorry?
You got anything going on besides your birthday party coming up? Anything like, you know, in the car business or something like that?
No, I switched gears, but for my birthday party, my flyer should be done by this weekend, and it's going to be July 24th at the Catra Lounge. And once I get the flyer made out, you know, you'll have it. I just need everyone's name that's going to be there. And it's going to be a strictly grown and sexy affair. All ladies must have stilettos. And guys, no Clarks or Pradas.
All right, so you ladies against stilettos, y'all need to check out the Tactical Heel. Because y'all going to get tired real quick rocking them 8-inch joints. All right, so... So check out the Detachable Heel System on Facebook. Book your orders. Get them right before the party. You got about 2 weeks to get it done. Happy birthday to everybody out there who's supporting Ms. Two Shoes, Sass Blackbird Collective, Cup White Communications, Bell Keys Communications, and they Cheesecakes, of course, Jay, Lady Steel. Anybody who ever put in any type of effort in any type of support into the pregame, check me out, brooklynblk@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Hit me up. I'll follow back. I talk to everybody. That's what I do. Check me out. I'll be back in half an hour. Charge your phones. Refresh your screens. We'll be back in a minute. You dig? This is freaking them. I'm out.